Hey, welcome to my kitchen. Nice to have you back. I just recovered from my second dose of vaccination. I can tell you now what my experience was. It's not going to be scientific. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a regular dude who went for my vaccination for COVID-19. I think not everyone has gone through it, so I thought it'd be good to share. And also I'll share not just my experience, but my wife's experience, for example. Because this is just to show you that it can be very varied. So my first time I did my Moderna vaccination, I got a sore arm for a few days, actually. That lasted quite a while, the sore arm. And a bit of fatigue. I was tired out for about 2-3 days. So that's what happened to me. The side effects were mild, but I was tired. And it was long. 3 days, I really felt tired all the time, slept a lot, didn't really feel like doing any work. My wife, nothing. In fact, I had to talk her out of going to aerobics on the same day that she got her injection. I said, no, please don't go. And she didn't go, but I think if she had gone, nothing would have happened because there was nothing. She had no reaction at all, no side effects. So that was dose number one, okay? So when it came to dose two, which happened a month later, same day, same time, because that's how they schedule it, we went down again. And this time around, it was a noonish thing. So we went out for lunch, came home, evening. Then I started to feel the side effects. I had a sore arm. I was feeling very, very tired. I was aching all over, aching on my arm, aching my head, my body was aching. I had a headache and I was running a bit of a fever. I took 2 Panadols as advised. You know, that's what they tell you to do. I drank a lot of water, I hydrated, and I went straight to bed. I just decided, let's not, you know, take a risk. Let's just go to bed. Sleep was, on that first night, fitful. I just got up and I got up a few times. It was not a restful sleep. And peed a few times because I drank so much water. And then I woke up in the morning still feeling pretty down. In fact, by the morning, my fever had run up to about 39.5, which is quite high. And popped 2 more Panadols. You know, you cannot take too many of this stuff close. The Panadol cannot eat every hour kind of thing. That brought it under control, but I was out. I knew it. I actually cleared my calendar. I didn't have any plans for the first and second day after my dose two. And I was in bed 90% of the day. I just didn't fight it. I said, okay, get up, have a bit of food, drink water again, take whatever Panadol I need to take at that slot, time slot, and then crawl back to bed. And that lasted the whole day. I was pretty much slammed. I fell into that category of people who got slammed on the second dose. Yeah. The good news is, on the third day, which is the next morning, I woke up, it was gone. As quickly as the side effects came, slammed me like a bus, it left the next morning. No, third day morning, I'm up. I got a little bit of a sore arm still. But I was fine. No more fever, no more headaches. My wife, on the other hand, nothing. No side effects. She went about her day, went to work, came home. She had a slight headache, she said, but I don't know whether the headache is linked to this or not. She sometimes has headaches because it's work, right? Nothing. No side effects. Both times. Dose one, dose two. So what is the takeaway from this? The takeaway is you may or may not get side effects, right? Some of you will have, like my wife, no effect, no side effects. Some of you will have mild, very mild side effects. A friend of mine also recently just finished his second shot, and he said, I felt a bit tired on the second dose. That sounds normal, but no fever. See? So it's mild. Then the third category, like me, slam like a bus, but very fast recover. See? So that is the good news. That being said, I don't want to frighten you from being vaccinated. I know there are people out there still worried about side effects, thinking it's not worth the trouble. Let me just assure you, if I had to do it all over again, I will. I would. If every year I have to go through this, I would. Why? Because it's better than getting the full effects of COVID infection, right? And I hear some of you, I've heard this being circulated around, that people say, what's the use of being vaccinated if you can still get the COVID-19 virus? Yes, that is a half-truth, right? And that's being circulated. And this is a lie almost. Yes, you can still get the virus, but how this vaccine works, it's not that it eliminates the virus from attacking you or coming into your body. The vaccine works by training your body to defend itself should the virus come. And when it does come, you will get either mild symptoms or no symptoms at all, which basically nullifies the virus. So it doesn't matter when you get it. So you don't end up in the ICU or needing a respirator or dying from it. See? Surely that's worth a little bit of discomfort. And that's not even a sure thing. Like I said, my wife had no side effects at all. I had probably the worst of all my friends. But I'd do it again. Because if you ask me to, because the risk, and you know now with the Indian variant, the double mutation one floating around, that one can spread faster, kill faster, you know? And you guys are still thinking about, maybe I don't want to get vaccinated because of the side effects. I don't understand the logic, right? So stop listening to the University of WhatsApp and University of Facebook. You know, all these people forwarding misinformation to you. Please get yourself vaccinated. I'm sharing this stuff with you not to scare you, you know, my side effects, but to tell you this is the honest situation. I'm telling you, I've shared with you the full range of side effects. My wife, zero. My friend, mild. And me, fever until 39.5 and then out cold for an entire day. But it's a small price to pay for defense against something as terrible as COVID-19. Right? In another couple of days, the second dose will be fully, you know, I'll get fully immunized because it takes a while. I am very, very much looking forward to, you know, enjoying life without worrying. I mean, I'm not high risk. I'm not like elderly, then got underlying conditions. But hey, people with the new variants floating around, perfectly healthy people are dying, you know, from it. So that's how vicious it can get. So yes, I'm very happy to be vaccinated. I highly encourage all of you to do so. Stop listening to lies and half-truths, you know, and get your body ready to fight it back. Okay? So yeah, that's been my experience. And I'm recovered now. I'm fine now. Fastest recovery I've ever felt. One day only, you know. And I know why I got the reaction. You know, it's like getting the flu, almost, because that's your body fighting back. Your body is setting up its defenses during the second, especially the second dose. It's going on high alert, and some people, the body response, immune, the immune system responds in a very strong way, like in my case. So that's why fever come out and all that. But it's a small discomfort. It's, you know, it's not a big deal. Also, I know some people who cry lah at the thought of a needle, but really that part is even funnier because there's nothing. It goes in, it comes out, right? Even my oldest daughter, Faith, who is special needs, she got her first jab and she just went, "Aah!" Then, oh, no more already. Because she was caught off guard because we didn't want to let her see the needle. No pain. She just went, "Aah!" Then that's it. Didn't cry, didn't kick up a fuss, right? So it shouldn't be something to worry about. I know some of you have a morbid fear of needles. I am aware of that. Again, compared to COVID, I think it's a overcome your fear of the needle. It's, again, it's a nothing. You sit there, it's over in a half a second. You don't feel a thing. Okay? Don't worry about the side effects too. I live to tell the tale. So now I'm telling you the tale. It's okay one. Drink lots of water. Hydrate. Take your Panadols if you need to. In my case, I needed to. And eat as heartily as you need to, because your body needs the energy to fight, to build up the defenses during that period of time. And you'll be fine. Yeah, also rotate your arm a little bit because that part gets sore after the injection. So that is my advice to you. I mean, I can't speak for the Pfizer group, but it's very similar. Okay, I did Moderna. In fact, my whole family is on Moderna right now. All fine. To me, it's the same either way. We are getting the best of the best. No need to think too much. No need to choose. So go out there if you haven't done it, and don't be afraid. Huh? Don't think too much. Think of the benefits. It's worth it. Just discomfort lah, at most. All right? Talk to you guys tomorrow.